to Life as a Nephrologist, a podcast series by the National Kidney Foundation. I'm Laura Brereton, director of our Clinical Practice Guideline Development Program, KDOQI. Our goal with this podcast is to take a look at nephrology as a career and to encourage medical students and residents to choose it. We're exploring what day-to-day life is like for nephrologists at different points in their careers and highlighting their varying interests, projects, and stories. This episode is a conversation between Dr. Matthew Sparks, Assistant Professor of Medicine and Associate Program Director for Nephrology Fellowship at Duke University, and Dr. Deanna Mina, who recently completed fellowship at University of California, San Francisco. They talk about the importance of mentorship, networking, the emerging role of social media in nephrology education, and a bunch of other fun things to get involved with now. We hope you enjoy it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. Thank you so much for the NKF and to Laura for allowing us to participate and for making such a meaningful series. I'm Deanna Mina, and I wanted to introduce Matt Sparks, who I'll be chatting with during this podcast today. Matt's a nephrologist and a basic scientist at Duke, and he studies molecular mechanisms of blood pressure regulation, but he does so much more than that. He's received many awards. He's a director of medical student research at Duke, as well as the associate program director of the nephrology fellowship program at Duke. He's very closely involved with online medical education initiatives, which we'll talk about in this podcast. And he's the co-founder of the AJKD blog, as well as a member of the Communications and Media Committee of the ASN and the AHA. He is the educational director of KidneyCon, which is a super fun conference, which I will talk about. And he's a mentor and friend to many medical students, residents, fellows, and practicing nephrologists. It's very safe to say he's impacted the lives of many, and there isn't anyone quite like Matt Sparks out there. And we're all lucky to know and interact with him. Hey, Matt.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm very, very happy to be here. Thanks to Laura and the NKF for inviting me. And also thanks for Deanna for really putting this all together. I first met Deanna at Nephrology Business Leaders University in Dallas about the same time last year when she was finishing her first year of fellowship. She currently is a second year graduating fellow at UC San Francisco, and she's planning on moving to Dallas to join a private practice group. She attended medical school at the University of Iowa and residency at the University of Illinois at Chicago. And most recently, she's become a very active member of the nephrology social media and medical education community, primarily as an intern in our nephrology social media collective internship. And she's also an enthusiast of online media forums, including GlomCon, NephJC, NephMadness, and a blogger for the Renal Fellow Network. She recently joined the National Kidney Foundation Young Professional Board of Northern California and is now on the planning committee for Nephrology Business Leadership University. And I look forward to seeing her at NBLU in next month or so, where we'll see have a new cohort of fellows join the group. So welcome, Deanna, and I'm looking forward to talking about breaking down barriers, mentorship, social media, education, everything fun in nephrology.
Great.
So my first question, Deanna, can you just describe to us what happened last year that got you involved in this space and give us sort of an idea about how that all happened?
Well, anyone who knows me can tell you that last year around this time, or I guess in August, was really a turning point for me. I was at the end of the first year of nephrology fellowship. I was loving the knowledge base that I had gained and the experiences that I had, but I was also feeling, you know, burnt out and kind of wondering what the next step would be going into my second year. I knew that I would have some more time in second year to kind of solidify my knowledge, but also to explore more about kind of what I wanted for my future. And part of that was that I knew that I would start the job hunt soon for a private practice. So I attended the Nephrology Business Leadership University, NBLU, and I really had no idea what to expect. I wasn't sure what I, you know, was getting into, but...
Can you tell us a little bit about how you found out about NBLU?
Yeah, actually, one of the creators, Samir, had emailed one of the attendings that I work with, and she had forwarded it to us as fellows. So it was kind of one of those many emails that we get in the inbox, kind of about, hey, this opportunity's out there. And when I saw that it was, you know, about getting tips to transition into, you know, a career after fellowship, that's what really sparked my interest. And I really went there hoping that it would help me transition from fellowship into private practice. But once I got there and I spent the week there at NBLU, it was really so much more. And it really changed so much for me. Of course, I got to meet you, Matt. That was amazing. But throughout the week in Dallas, there were about 30 fellows from all over the country. And we worked together all week. We learned together all week. We did interactive sessions. And so I definitely got what I had come for, which was the help with the transitioning to practice part. But I got so much more out of it. And I basically really realized that there's so much more out there in our nephrology community in terms of becoming a leader, collaborating with others, and, you know, other opportunities for learning. And really, so much of it has to do with the online medical education, social media space. And that's really how I got involved.
That's great.
Matt, can you tell me, I know you've been involved with this much longer. Can you tell me how you first got involved?
Yeah, so I got involved back when I was a fellow as well. And I too got an email that came out. I'm not sure where it originated from, but basically it was an invite to attend the National Nephrology Fellows course at Bar Harbor, Maine at Mount Desert Island. And so I got the email and it was basically spend a week at Mount Desert Island where some of the seminal studies were done in nephrology with Homer Smith and sort of understanding glomerular filtration rate. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I totally want to do this. So I went there and not really understanding what this would mean for me. And I think the biggest thing, just like you said with NBLU, it was the ability to meet other fellows throughout the country, hang out with them, and realize that we have a lot of things in common. So I met Nate Hellman, who at the time started Renal Fellow Network. And this was an amazing opportunity for me to see that fellows are doing some really innovative things. And he asked me to be a contributor to Renal Fellow Network, the blog. And I said yes. However, I never followed up. I just basically said I would do it and I would go to the site and read it and never contribute. I didn't really think I had anything that anyone wanted to hear. And plus, I was nervous that I would write something that wouldn't be, you know, correct or, you know, wasn't good enough. So what happened, unfortunately, a tragic thing happened and Nate Hellman passed away. And it really affected me. I was sitting next to Jane Schell, who was a fellow with me at Duke at the time. And I didn't know what to do. And she said, Matt, what you need to do is get involved. So I contacted Connell O'Shea, got on the internet and found his email address, which back then was harder to do than you would think. And asked him, I said, hey, I want to get involved in Renal Fellow Network. I want to help contribute to it. And so we devised a plan. We had about four or five contributors at the time. We all had a certain day we would write a blog post. We solicited help from the national societies and foundations. And that was really one of the starts of social media in nephrology. That was before Twitter, before Facebook, and really all we had was blogs. So that's how I got started in this space. And that was in 2009. And Renal Fellow Network started in 2008. And this marks the 10th year of its existence.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Well, tell me, whenever you attended NBLU and you were sitting through the classes and you came across the social media and medicine, what did you think about that? How did you sort of jump in? And what are some advice that you would give to trainees to enter into this space?
I initially did not really want anything to do with Twitter or getting another social media account, because I wasn't really using my other social media accounts too often. And I kind of just felt like I didn't want to get involved with it, but I'm so glad that I did. Eventually, by the end of NBLU, I signed up for Twitter, and that's been an amazing source of following, you know, basically the nephrology community and seeing so many posts and so many conversations and making so many connections that way. And then as I started to get more involved, my next step was to start attending, and basically that means watching sessions from GlomCon and joining in NEFJC Twitter chats. And so I was more of what they call a lurker. I was just kind of there gaining the information and kind of passively watching it without contributing, because I agree that I felt the same, that, you know, I don't have anything necessarily to contribute. What if it's not right? And what if it's not good enough? But I was very happy to join the Nephrology Social Media Collective, which was really, I mean, it's just been such an amazing experience, because it's a group of us from actually around the world. And of course, you're one of the leaders of the NSMC. And this has been such a springboard for creation of content and getting us more familiar with the types of content out there that we could create, as well as kind of encouraging us to just jump right in. And so I made a blog post for Renal Fellow Network about the artificial kidney, which was something that I had wanted to learn more about. And so when I heard more about it from the team at UCSF, I decided to write a blog post and just kind of help to educate, you know, my colleagues. And that went viral, got over 10,000, you know, hits. And that was like really unexpected and really cool. The other stuff that helped me get into kind of creating content in a way was Neph Madness, because with Neph Madness and NSMC, we had so much content that we could then create additional content on. And it's been so fun. And then actually one thing that I most recently got involved with was submitting a project to the ASN's Innovations in Nephrology Education contest. And that's not anything I would have ever thought that I could do, but I worked with Nikhil from GlomCon Trivia, and we made landmarknephrology.com, which you can check out later if you're interested. But it's amazing in the past year where I came from in terms of not really knowing about this whole space and not knowing if I want to get involved or if I have anything to contribute, to now being part of all these various communities, being a contributor, and also even, you know, doing my own projects. And through NSMC, we've actually been able to have other co-interns, as we call them, contribute to our ASN project. And so it's really just changed everything for me. And it's just been a worldwide community of support and of collaboration. And I just can't say enough good things about it.
That's great. Deanna, you're known for your involvement with GlomCon. Every time I've joined, you're on. Everyone knows you're on. And it seems like a really fun place. Can you tell us, what is GlomCon and why should fellows be interested in this?
Absolutely. GlomCon is awesome. It's basically a webinar where they present really cool glomerular cases. And then they have basically pathologists and other experts around the world discuss the cases. And it's been very, very educational for me.
So to me, it sounds like it's sort of like Cheers for glomerular disorders. People come to the table and from all over the country and just sort of talk about interesting pathology and cases. Is that right?
Definitely. It's definitely somewhere where I log in and I recognize the faces, they recognize me. And that really just makes it so much more fun in addition to the educational component. And of course, they're very open to questions and discussion because, as we know, glomerular diseases are not always straightforward textbooks. So it definitely is a huge part of it that it's a community. It's not just a one-sided lecture.
So you're a second-year fellow at UCSF. How do you contribute to it? What do you do? What do you actually chime in and give some advice, or what do you do?
I personally have not really contributed to it. At my point of training, I'm learning so much, but I know that others who are more experienced definitely chime in. People talk about their experiences at different institutions, even around the globe, in terms of how they treat certain glomerular diseases, what therapies are available, what socioeconomic and other factors might be contributing. So you really get a global perspective on what's going on. And I think they just made a Latin America version, and they're even expanding it more now into a fellows curriculum series. There's a pathology-based one. There's GLOMCLON Trivia, which I discussed earlier, which is the day before some of the GLOMCON sessions and gives us a little bit of a primer. And that's led by fellows, and it's geared toward fellows. Of course, anybody can join. And so I personally have not been involved in a presenting role, but that is the goal someday.
Do you think it's changed how you see patients?
Oh, definitely.
When you're seeing a patient in clinic, you like, hey, I remember this on GLOMCON. Or do you like actually on rounds now, like bringing up facts from GLOMCON?
I mean, the facts themselves are very important, but as you know, it's kind of the approach also that's so important, and kind of thinking about things as a whole, from the differential all the way to different therapy options, and realizing that all of our therapies have pros and cons, and when you're hitting someone with heavy immunosuppression, that you really have to take each case into account. And so I think the biggest way that it's impacted me beyond gaining the knowledge and the exposure to interesting cases that I might not see is that it helped me realize that in every case, there is some gray area in terms of what's best for a particular patient at a particular time.
So you think it's helped your confidence level, your knowledge base from before you started GLOMCON?
Of course. Yes, absolutely. And this is kind of why I try to never miss a session.
So if anyone's interested in GLOMCON, you can go to glomcon.org, check it out, or you can follow on Twitter. I think it's at GLOMCON, and also get on the mailing list. I think I agree. Unfortunately, my clinic is on Tuesday morning, and sometimes I have made it and I want to do more, but I think it's a great opportunity, an amazing opportunity to get weekly sort of infusions of glomerular disorders. One of the areas of nephrology that can be difficult because these are rare diseases. And sometimes in a 2-year fellowship, you might not see much. So I think it's a great thing.
So Matt, I wanted to switch gears a little bit just because you are such a valuable mentor and you're such a valuable person in bringing everyone together. And without the work of yourself and several colleagues, we really wouldn't have these type of things as such a strong influence within nephrology. And so can you talk about the mentorship portion of your career and how that has, you know, enhanced your experience as a nephrologist?
Sure. Thanks for those kind words. I think the mentorship component is really the best part of nephrology. It's a really interesting field, but also the people that choose to do nephrology really love it. I was very lucky to get involved in this social media revolution, is what we call it, over the last 10 years. And it's positioned me as a great opportunity to interact with fellows, not only in the United States, but across the entire world. And some people might ask, like, you know, how did it all happen? And what sort of, and it just sort of happened just sort of randomly, being at the right place at the right time, meeting Nate Hillman at Mount Desert Island, and then sort of getting involved in blogging, then getting involved in Twitter, meeting Kunal Javeri, meeting Joel Toff, meeting Swapnil Hiremath, then Michelle Rowe came into the picture. So all these individuals sort of all banded together and provided mentorship and opportunities. And we, all these great online social media endeavors. So the other thing that's been amazing is just the opportunity to interact with people like you and at UCSF and help guide their career, think about projects that they're involved in, editing papers, just running things by. The nephrology social media internship sort of grew out of this need to provide mentorship and training in using online social media and education. And I can talk a little bit about that. Deanna is an intern. It's a year-long process. We currently have 25 interns. This is the fourth year of the internship. And it really is a way that all of us can interact online and oftentimes in person, because we also have conferences we love to go to. And I think mentorship is really what drives my life, makes me want to get up and come to work. makes life worth living to interact and help someone. And I think I'm very grateful for what I have been given. And most of the successes, or probably all of the successes, were because of the mentorship I've received through the years. And so I'm very happy to give back. And so when I see someone and I talk to them, what goes through my mind is, what can I do to help them get to the next level? And maybe sometimes I'll listen to them and I'll think, hey, that's a great blog post. Why don't you write that up and send to me? So I probably do that very, very frequently. And then when they do actually come up with a post, we work on it, we craft it, and we put it out there. And NBOU is a great example of all those really amazing fellows that were there. And then probably like a solid 10 or 12 of them are now avid bloggers and people that are sharing what they're learning. And I really believe that really what we need to do in education is hear from learners at the ground level, hear from people that are just finding out things for the first time. I think that's just an amazing thing to do. But also from people who've been doing it for a while. I think that's how GlomCon has been very successful, in that they're bringing in trainees and bringing in very seasoned physicians to come in and discuss these cases. And so for me, mentorship is key. And it's an exciting time in nephrology and all of medicine, because we're finally getting to the point where we're breaking down silos and barriers and allowing people with common ideas and interests to come together, collaborate, and find really interesting solutions. Landmark Nephrology is a great example of that. I, you know, really hope these sort of grassroots things survive. I do think grassroots is where it's all at. And you know, I've been on many committees for national organizations. And I think one of the roles of NKF or other societies is to find these grassroots initiatives and help support them and grow them, because that's really where the innovation occurs.
Excellent. Well, you know, I can speak for many when I say thank you so much for your mentorship. It has made a difference. It continues to make a difference for us. One thing that I wanted to discuss on the podcast was advice that we would have for trainees, maybe at the medical student and resident level, who are interested in nephrology. And, you know, as we've heard in previous podcasts within this series, and as we've discussed and we know, mentorship is so key. And so, you know, obviously we would say that if they have a person locally that they see as a mentor, definitely to reach out, express interest. But what are some other ideas that you have for someone at the med student resident level who's interested in nephrology in terms of how to get more involved, find mentors, and explore the field?
It's a great question. Something I've really thought a lot about. I don't think I have the answer, but I would say reach out to a nephrologist, send an email to them, meet up with them, just have coffee with them, shadow them in their clinic, in the hospital, apply to different programs, go to NKF spring clinical meeting, go to ASN Kidney Treks, which is the medical school version of Mount Desert Island that I went to as a fellow, and many fellows go to this as well, but get involved. There's a lot of activity on social media. Write a blog post for Renal Fellow Network. Go to KidneyCon, which is a conference that really sort of tries to get at hands-on learning and education in nephrology. So those are some ideas and examples. Find a local person, or if that doesn't exist for you, then reach out. Many people are very, free to, you know, direct message one of us on Twitter and talk to us about different ideas they might have. Those are some ideas I have. I'd like to hear, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I totally agree. I agree that on the like local level, people that might be, you know, able to interact with you in person, if you're a med student or a resident, it'd be great if you could go and see different aspects of how we practice nephrology, because the inpatient consult service, you know, as has been discussed in previous podcasts as well, may just be a limited sample of what we see as nephrologists. But if you go to clinic and you see patients with lupus nephritis, or if you go to a peritoneal dialysis clinic and you see patients thriving and maintaining active lifestyles while getting renal replacement therapy without having to go to in-center hemodialysis. These are all very exciting. Transplant clinic is a great example. It's obviously, you know, a life-changing opportunity when patients get transplanted, and that's some of the happiest times as a nephrologist when you see a patient has been successfully transplanted. So I would reach out on the local level and try to get more exposure there. And then from the comfort of your own home, your own cell phone, you can get involved with Twitter discussions. You can get involved with NephJC. You can just observe the discussions on there. NephJC is a Twitter-based journal club where they discuss interesting topics or interesting recent articles. But in addition to that, anybody can log into GLOMCON and just take a listen and hear about cool glomerular cases and what the pathology looks like and what the discussion is back and forth. Basically, getting more exposure, I think, is the key in addition to the mentorship, because I would say that these are probably the top two things that have resulted in most of us going into this field, which we all, I think, can agree is very rewarding and very fulfilling. And, you know, we're very happy to mentor the next generation.
Well, one thing I'm very excited about in your next stage of your career is joining private practice. And why I'm excited about that is because I would really enjoy understanding more about what the trials and tribulations of private practice are, exposing that to the community, having more of a conversation about that. So, have you thought about how you're going to accomplish that, or are you interested in doing that? Tell us about going this transition from academia to private practice and this role that you kind of have now as being an outspoken member of the nephrology community.
Well, I knew that during my job search, I knew that I would want to join a group that values, you know, the same things that I value, which includes kind of staying engaged with the medical education aspect. And so I'm joining Dallas Renal Group, which is Dallas based, and they actually run the Nephrology Business Leadership University. So I met them there and I've enjoyed working with them so much that I've decided to work with them in private practice. So I'm very hopeful and very excited to go to Dallas and join this group. I know that Nimra, one of my future co-nephrologist, wrote an excellent blog post on Renal Fellow Network about some of the innovations that DRG has done just to kind of make everything better for nephrologists within the group as well as patients.
I mean, I think Nimra is a great example of someone who started private practice and was really thinking outside the box about seeing patients in a different manner, nephro-hospitalist, how that's going to work, thinking about you know, how you're going to cover clinics, inpatient, outpatient. And, you know, these sort of ideas, once they're discussed in the open, more people can try them out and we can move the field forward quicker. And that's what I'm excited about.
And so I really look forward to that. So, Matt, is there any other advice that you would give to trainees, whether nephrology interested med students, residents, or even fellows, kind of to wrap things up here? Any other advice that you have?
My main piece of advice to anyone who's interested in a career in medicine, this doesn't just go for nephrology, but really anyone, is to find out what that is inside them that really drives you. Why are you getting up in the morning? And what are the things you're looking forward to each day? And think about how you can take that and then do that every day. So try to get involved in as many things as possible. I know it's like, you know, you might consider yourself like, well, you're doing too many things, but then I think that's where you're going to have success. My day is varied: research, education, patient care, administration, mentorship, but it's very exciting. And if you can find what drives you, what your passions are, then go for it. And that's what I really have been just loving to see, especially like to see your career from when I first met you at NBLU until now, it's been just a sort of an amazing transformation for someone that was sitting at the front of class for NBLU and trying to understand where they were in this world to now being a role model for other fellows around the country. And that's really for an educator. That's what you want to do, is change the lives of the next generation and make sure that the field is in a good place. So my advice is get involved, go to conferences. Don't just go to them, get involved, give lectures, show up to GlomCon, get a Twitter account, interact with people, share what you've learned. Those are the things that I believe will make your career more impactful, more meaningful. So that's my advice to anybody who's interested in medicine and a career in medicine.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's been awesome talking to you. And, you know, let's stay involved. Let's keep it going. And hopefully through this podcast, people can reach out to us and to others, and we can all continue to learn and collaborate together.
Thanks so much, Matt and Deanna, for recording this for us. If you're a medical student or a resident interested in nephrology and you have a question, or if you are a nephrologist and you'd like to come on the podcast and talk about your career, please get in touch. Our email is nkfpodcast@kidney.org.